The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and she is on fire all the time. Christina Leavenworth is here with us this morning with Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Good morning.
Are you feeling on fire this week?
I am. I mean, I think after Super Bowl Sunday, I think no one was feeling on fire.
Correct. The first three days this week have been a little.
I wish I could sing like that. Every time I hear it in my head, that's how I sing.
But, I get goosebumps. I what's in my head and what comes out of my mouth
totally
is not
different.
Alicia Keys.
Totally different. Totally
not
different.
Alicia Keys. So what is happening in the real estate world? I mean, it's we're now a month into it.
Yeah,
what's the year kind of looking
that,
like?
You know, we're getting into that spring market. We're seeing things move. I was telling people that as I was walking in here, they're like, how's it going? I'm like, it's busy. I don't know why, because interest rates are still really high. Insurance is still really high.
Right?
But people, when they get uncomfortable, they still need to move. They need to move based on life situations.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we have people relocating. They have jobs elsewhere.
You really don't have a choice sometimes.
Yeah.
And you have to go ahead. And also, we don't know what the future is.
Yeah.
So in a lot of ways, I'm thinking, go ahead and buy now, because it could actually go up. So,
yeah, I mean,
or not, but.
Well, and if interest rates go down, then prices will likely go up.
Right.
So we always look into that, because you can always change your rate, but you're not going to change your price. Your price will like go up and down. So if you can get it lower right now, for sure.
Yeah.
What we are seeing, though, is we do have, you know, a lot of people that don't have a lot of equity. They bought in the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were a VA loan, and that comes with a VA funding fee, and they don't have a lot of equity. And we're just having to have tough conversations with them and say, hey, maybe it is a better idea for you to rent. Maybe let's look at other options for you, because they just don't have enough there, because the market hasn't gone up too much in the past year or two.
Well, rentals, though, are pretty high. I mean, even just one and two bedrooms have reached a level that's, I'm not sure how people can afford that.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the sellers that have to sell now. They're getting those PCS orders, and we're always here to help them and come up with those creative solutions. But if they bought 18 months ago, they likely, with their VA funding fee, don't have enough to sell it. And we always tell people, if you're only planning on owning something for a couple of years, don't buy. Don't buy. That's never been a good idea. We had some unprecedented years of appreciation. But for the most part, you really want to own a home for 5 to 7 years to really get some appreciations, to get some good tax benefits, and to be able to walk away with something plus pay all your closing costs.
Of course.
So we always talk about that with people as they're coming in. But sometimes we get someone who, you know, someone didn't give them that advice as they came in. But, you know, we always love questions. So if anyone sends any questions in, send us the crazier, the better.
Oh,
it's
there's
fun.
A challenge. Okay.
Yes. Send us all sorts of things.
850-437-1620. Christina Leavenworth is here with Levin Rinke Realty and the Leavenworth team, and she is ready to answer your questions. So
But let me tell you an example. So we went on a listing appointment the other day, and they had it listed with another agent and canceled that listing. And we were asking them, you know, what is your mortgage? What's your bottom line? And based on what it was listed at, they would have had to bring $30,000 to closing. And that agent never told them that. And I can't believe that.
Gosh.
So they have had their home on the market for 6 months. They've done all these showings, kept it perfect. And then that agent never gave them a net sheet. That's what is so scary if you're not working with a true professional. Because, like, why are you going to do that? They don't have the money. So when we told them this, they said, oh, my gosh, thank you. They're like, we're going to go ahead and rent because we don't have that money. We don't have $30,000 to bring to the table. So you just really need a true professional, because it's so scary how – and these people are licensed. I just don't know if they're not using their brains or what's going on.
Well, it's a complicated world. I mean, it's hard to keep up with. Things are constantly changing. You've got to stay on top of it. And I think that's probably the advantage of being affiliated with 11 Rinky as well, yeah. because I know the folks there are on top of everything.
100%. And I mean, you just really need that, like, you know, obsession for learning. I listen to podcasts every single morning, getting the latest updates on investment strategies, on real estate trends in other areas, so we can bring that to our people here. It's mm-hmm. so important. And you're like, hey, I heard about this new thing. I don't know a ton about it yet, but here's an idea. Or, okay, you don't have any equity. What if we could maybe do this? And you just have to think outside the box, I think, in every industry.
Absolutely, because the way that things are changing right now with technology, with interest, I mean, everything's changing constantly. Now we have a new administration, so in the last 3 weeks, there's been a lot of changes, and so being able to keep up with all of that takes a lot of talent and dedication, which I know you have, plus a lot of energy, which I also know Christina has. Now, we do have a question.
Awesome.
So this is a great question. Are there any incentives for first-time buyers?
Absolutely. We love talking about that. We love talking about it. A lot of banks have programs where it's zero down, no PMI, that means private mortgage insurance. So typically, if you bring less than 20% down, you're going to have to pay this private mortgage insurance. And I can go into that another time if you don't know what it is. And they're also giving you money. They're saying, hey, here's money for closing costs. Here's money for down payment assistance. There are state and county initiatives. There's bank initiatives. Just get in touch with us and we can really help you.
And there's the VA, right?
The VA, so that's zero down. So is USDA. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our areas qualify for that. Milton, Pace, anything north of 9 Mile. It's considered a rural loan, but it's not really rural.
Is the FHA still around as well?
FHA is still around. That's 3.5%. But with FHA, you have PMI for life.
Mm-hmm.
So we know these things. Like, right. this just lives in our head. Mm-hmm. And you need an agent where you ask that, they can rattle that off and know all that. Because we love it. Anytime we hear about free money, we're like, score. Let's figure out how we can get our database and our clients to use this. Mm-hmm. So it's out there. And if you want to call in to our team sign number, it's 850-378-1260. Save this number. And if you call, anyone that picks up is going to know about all these programs and be so excited to help you.
Oh, that's great information. And what a great question. So see, nothing's off the table here. If you mm-hmm. want to text in a question for Christina about real estate, being a buyer or seller, 850-437-1620.
Yes, absolutely. So I love the questions, but yeah, tons of great incentives for first-time home buyers. And the American dream still exists, to own your home, to not have a landlord say, hey, you need to be out in 45 days and you're stressed out. You have to get movers, everything that goes on with that. And maybe your kid has to now switch schools.
It's a lot.
It really can just rock your world in so many ways and make it so hard without owning your home. And it's a magical thing to own a home. And we love people, you know, go through that journey. So if you want to be a homeowner, we can help you. If you're telling me you're moving in 6 months, we might have to come up with a different strategy for you. Okay. We might need to find something that would rent really well or something like that. But if you have the desire to be a homeowner, we can get you there. Just give us time. If your credit's not great, we can hook you up with someone that can help your credit get better.
And so, that's critical now.
100%. 100%.
That'll get you the lower rates, on and on and on.
Yeah. Trying to think of what else is going on in the real estate world. It's constantly changing.
It is constantly changing, and we've had so many. The weird weather recently is so sort of interesting, so that changes the, well, it never snows here.
I know, right? I know.
So that's a kind of an odd thing, but we have so much to offer here in Pensacola, and that's what it's got to be. I would think from a realtor's perspective, in addition to selling the exact home, but when you're also selling the area.
Oh, it's so fun, and it's so easy.
I would think,
It's so easy. I love when people ask me about Pensacola. Mm-hmm. Like, if I lived in some area I didn't like that much, that would be a lot harder.
Right.
There's cows. We have some farms, but here we constantly talk about all the awards we've won, what a great place it is, you know, to raise children, great schools, the beaches, how it really is still a hidden gem of Florida, and it's a lot more affordable than a lot of Florida.
No question about it. So talk a little bit about your process. So we have a first-time home buyer, let's say, who comes in and says, I don't know what I'm doing, never bought a house, rented, you know, just out of school perhaps, or just suddenly came into some money and wants to buy something. What happens next? Because a lot of folks are intimidated by the whole process.
Honestly, just giving us a call is going to be the easiest thing. It costs you nothing.
Right.
Just to call us and be like, hey, I want to talk about this. Can we get a path laid out for us? So typically when we do these buyer consultations, we try to have a lender sit at the table as well. So we have all the answers right there. Because they're the gatekeeper at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, what is your credit score? What's that looking like? And they'll ask more of those questions where I don't really need to know that. But they're there so they can say, okay, here's likely what you're going to be able to afford. If you want a $1,500 a month payment, this is likely your purchase price. And talking about that, and then we get them on a path. If their credit's already great and they're pre-approved, then maybe we go shopping. Maybe we then talk to them about what's important to them. Mm-hmm. And then we get them set up on a search and we stay in touch with them saying, hey, I heard about this home on the market. I heard about this new program. But honestly, just meeting with us so we can sit down and do that. Trying to figure it out by yourself, by YouTubing all these different things.
There's stuff online and it's the calculators and all that. And it's really not accurate.
Well, and a lot of times people always say first time home buyers. It's not a first time home buyer. You just can't have owned a home for 2 years.
So a lot
of people will still get those incentives even if they've owned a home before. You just can't have owned a home in the past 2 years.
Okay, that's so a good clarification.
Like that. Yeah. So it's very easy to get inaccurate information if you're Googling it. Mm-hmm. And also you might be getting stuff that comes up for other states, other municipalities, where we know exactly what's happening here. Okay. Some people are like, is it true insurance in Florida is like at least $6,000 a house? No, there's plenty that are not. There's tons that are not. Yes, we do have some that are $30,000-$40,000 a year, which are crazy. Then we have plenty that are still at like $1,000 a year, $1,500 a year. Mm-hmm. So just getting accurate information.
Well, that's key. So on the flip side of that, as a seller, and you're saying, okay, we have to move by May because we're moving or whatever, and you have sort of a timeline, what are the proper steps for them to get started?
I hate to say the same thing, but honestly, just call us.
Okay.
We want to get over there. We want to see your home. We want to be able to help you get it ready for market. If you're wanting to be out by May, now's your time. Mm-hmm. Now is your time because A, things are taking a little longer to sell. B, you could have a contract fall through. We want enough time to be able to get another contract in place and meet your deadlines. So I have a lot of military families that are leaving in May,
June,
July.
That's what I was thinking of that, and also school ending. So
exactly. So I tell them, I'm like, let's do it now. And usually we try to, like, it's already going to be February 15th, but we like February 15th, March 1st, give us a couple months, and we put it in our agent notes, and we tell the agents, hey, they need to close on May 30th or later. Would that work for your buyers? And most people, they love it. They have more time to get things in place, and mm-hmm. it works out great.
That's good.
So we do that. I just like having more time. Mm-hmm. You know, like as you're getting ready for Christmas, it always feels like there's not enough time. So I'm a person that starts buying Christmas presents in September.
Oh, you're one of those.
I am, because I just need to check that box and be like, it's done. Yeah. The same thing for homes and even for buyers. We just like to have time there. So no, because people get stressed when they're rushed.
Oh, no doubt. And they make mistakes.
And they make mistakes. And I also don't think ears are as receptive to really hearing sometimes when there's so much going on. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to, because there's so many different things. So if you have time, like, just everyone's more chill. And it makes for a better experience.
You don't fall into that overwhelm. So you get to take it a little bit, a step at a time.
Yes.
And just do it. So
yes.
If you have a question for Christina Leavenworth, she is here with us from the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. The number here, 850-437-1620. Text in your questions, because she has a plethora of knowledge.
I see one now. I think another one came in. It says, what are the key things to do for good curb appeal?
Oh, now you're talking to the expert.
Yes, I love this. It really depends on your home, but okay. Easy stuff, like get a fresh mow. If you don't have any grass out there, let's fix that. Mm-hmm. Let's fix something. But just light landscaping. Light landscaping with some pops of color. And I always recommend they do it like the weekend before photos. I don't want to like think that we might have some crazy rain or mm-hmm. a deep freeze. I don't want to jack up these flowers. We want them to have to look like they came fresh from the store.
Right.
So some fresh flowers, mm-hmm. as well as maybe pressure washing. If it's needed.
Good.
Pressure washing, if you need it, you know it.
Leaf blowing.
Leaf blowing. and sometimes we'll put out a pretty little rug on the front door. Mm-hmm. And it just depends. If you're home, if we think maybe changing the front door color to add a pop of color, we might suggest that, or putting some shutters. But most of the time, it's pressure washing and light landscaping. We do that and just cleaning it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, you know, a bunch of random kids' toys everywhere, we're going to move that out and just make it look the best it can look.
And maybe have a little welcome wreath on the door.
Yeah.
That kind of little touches like
all
that.
All those little things really help. Good smells when you walk inside. A lot of people say bake the cookies. It doesn't need to be cookies, but your home just can't smell. But maybe lighting a candle, just a light candle. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when there's too much, people go, what are they covering?
We hear
the craziest things where they think that. They go, oh, they must be covering something. I'm like, no, I think they just like that smell.
Right.
So there's different things. And then there's some people that like hate certain smells. So just something very light. Mm-hmm. And we help
fresh.
With all that.
Something
yeah.
fresh.
Yeah, we help with all that stuff.
So you have talked before in the show about decor and staging and that kind of thing. You have a whole team that does that.
We do. So we had a home that we actually brought the whole team out on because it's a really big house. And also just to have different perspectives mm-hmm. where some of them are more like, nope, nope. And I love those personalities because I'm more the people pleaser where I'm like, oh, it's cute.
It could work.
It could work. And they're like, down. But it's in their best interest. Mm-hmm. And this seller had asked for that. They said, I want whatever is going to give me the most value. I want it to look the best. Just tell me what I need to do. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so we brought the whole team over as like a field trip, which was fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was fun.
Oh, that does sound like fun. I can't imagine a whole group of people in there just rearranging as they would like to.
Yes. Yeah.
like a party.
Yeah. They were down for it, though. They were like, just you tell us. We need all the guidance we can get. So I said, okay, let's bring the team. Let's make it a field trip.
There you go. All right. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Team. With Leavenworth Team at Leavenworth
Realty.
Yes,
it's hard. It's hard.
That's a mouthful.
Yes.
850-437-1620. Be sure and text in your questions. We still have plenty of time to answer your questions this morning. So
the other day, though, I kind of wanted to share this. So solar panels, we've talked about this many times. So we recently had a seller who the solar company put solar panels on his home 2 years ago, and it was on a 13-year-old roof.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is just so unethical because you know this roof is going to need to be replaced. So then we go to sell it. And of course, for insurance purposes, the roof needs to be replaced. So in order to take those solar panels off and put them back on, do you want to just guess what the cost was?
I'm so afraid.
$10,000.
Oh,
so that
wow.
eats directly into their equity
well,
right
sure.
there. And a lot of these companies promised, oh, if this comes up, we'll do that for free. Well, we tried to find that company. That company is long gone. They're out of business and they're bankrupt. And it's so sad. So I just want people to know if you do have solar panels and you think you're going to need a roof replacement, get on that ball early
mm-hmm.
and try to get your company and say, hey, I need to know your game plan because it's not if it happens, it's when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Roofs in Florida need to be replaced every so often.
No doubt.
And also we have weather situations where maybe there's a lot of damage to it. So that it was so sad. And I just can't believe a solar panel company put it on a roof that they knew was likely going to have to be replaced in just a year or two.
That's so unethical.
It's so unethical. And just didn't even have conversations with them about it. So just something to let you guys know and let your friends know if they have solar panels, they need to look out for that.
Well, things like that you don't think of. So I'm curious. This is just a question that I'm curious about. What about pools and hot tubs? How do those factor into all of this? Because sometimes the maintenance of a pool or you haven't maintained it and now you're going to sell.
Well, if you have a maintained pool in good condition, it brings a lot of value. Yes, you can always add a pool. And we tell all of our buyers this. However, most of them don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to tear up their yard. They don't want to have to go deal with getting a pool loan or paying for a pool. They kind of want it already there.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we do have a home with a pool, and the values can vary. Do you have a $100,000 pool? Do you have a $20,000 pool? But it definitely makes it way more marketable. And a lot of people in Florida still want pools and hot tubs today.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a hot tub that's broken and doesn't work, that's going to detract from value because now you have to pay someone to remove it. So if you're not going to remove it, now it ends up being their eyesore. Or if you have a pool that is pretty much now just a pit in the ground, that's going to make a really hard time for insurance.
Right.
Because that's a danger now.
Mm-hmm.
So different things like that. And we try to help walk them through it. But if you have a pool, definitely try to keep it maintained because it can add a lot of value. And if you don't keep it maintained, it's going to take away quite a bit of value. Because
mm-hmm.
if you essentially have a big hole in your yard,
right.
No one really wants that. No one does, let's be honest.
No. Yeah. No, that's good. Okay, we do have a question. I'm not sure you can answer this one because it's about a specific roofer, but do you have direct knowledge of RoofMax that's advertised on TV?
I have no idea who they are.
Okay.
I don't.
There you go. That's honest.
I don't.
Okay.
I have no idea what their advertisements are. I will tell you, though, all these people that say you're getting a 30-year shingle, this is a 50-year shingle, It doesn't matter to insurance companies. Mm. So yes, if you're going to stay in that home for 30 to 50 years, which you probably won't, but let's say you are, mm-hmm. then your roof might be all right and your insurance company might work with you. But if you're selling your home, insurance companies in Florida, if a roof is more than 15 years old, it no longer has, it has less than 5 years of life, and they don't want to give you insurance.
Interesting.
Because they're going to, so the way insurance companies look at it, any given roof, metal roofs are a little different. And tile roofs are a little different, but a normal architectural shingle roof has 20 years of life. And this is across the board in Florida. And once it gets to 15 years, they go, there's less than 5 years. And if we give them a policy, now we're on the hook for a roof. We don't want that. Mm-hmm. So they won't do that. So that is something you need to know. So if they're selling you the 30, 40 year shingle, it's, I think, you don't need it. Mm-hmm. You don't need it. The regular shingle is pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. And that is what insurance companies want. And they don't give you any more credit or anything if you get that special 50 year shingle.
That is so interesting. See, knowledge like that, that's invaluable to me because that's something I probably wouldn't even think of.
Yeah.
If the roof looks good, I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, so and the details.
And all the time it happens where they say, we've never had a leak. Why do I have to replace my roof?
Oh,
and I get that. And I hate being the bearer of bad news. But the insurance company for the new buyer is going to say, you need one. Or you can't get financing if you can't get insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even if you're paying cash, you still probably want insurance. And you probably want a roof that has more than 5 years of life left. So that is just what we're up against there. And I think a lot more people have been educated on it. And we talked to them about it. And maybe enough roofers have called them saying this is a situation, but it's something you need to know about.
Absolutely. Well, great question. So keep them coming at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, talking with Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Yeah.
So many things happening. So you started out in the beginning of the half hour about how you feel like things are going pretty well for the beginning of this year.
Well, someone told me the other day, as soon as Super Bowl is over, everybody just goes out of the races. They're ready to go. So, and we have seen it, like just tons of showings on all of our listings. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have moved, but pricing is just super important. It really is. And we've turned down a couple listings this year where they wanted to list like 100,000 more than what any data would suggest. And we even asked, hey, if we get feedback and it doesn't move in 30 to 60 days, would you be willing to lower the price? Mm-hmm. And they said, absolutely not. And we've said, we're like, honestly, I think we're all just going to be spinning wheels here. And it really is important to get the pricing right. We can always try something as long as we're all on the same page. The goal here is to sell your home. Mm-hmm. It's not to list it and just see, could I get this crazy amount of money?
Right.
And then that is not the game we play. We're here to sell your home. And that's what we want to do. We need motivated sellers because we're motivated agents to mm-hmm. get your home sold. And if you're $100,000 over list price, we're putting time, energy, money into trying to get your home sold for just a price that won't work out. It's not going to appraise. And if we can't get a buyer that wants to come and do this, it's just a lot of stress for everybody.
Well, that's why having an experienced realtor that really knows the market can be invaluable.
Well, it's really important just to get that pricing right. Because mm-hmm. if you don't get the pricing right, it likely will sit. And we are nerds about this. We look at every single resource. We're trying to get the pricing just perfect. It is a guesstimate. It is. That's why if someone goes, I really want to try this, we go, okay, let's do it. But if we get consistent feedback from agents and buyers that we're overpriced, can we adjust?
Okay. All right. So much valuable information. The time has flown by. Talking with Christina Leavenworth, why don't you give your website again and your numbers and how people can reach
you. So the number is 850-378-1260. Just put this in your phone as your favorite realtor. So we're on speed dial when you need us. And then just Google me, Christina Leavenworth. And I come up. I'm not hiding anywhere. And we're super easy to get in touch with. And if you're wanting to sell your house this spring, call us now. This is the time.
This is the time to do it. And what's your website?
It is bestrealtorsinpensacola.com.
So think about that. Bestrealtorsinpensacola.com. Yes. She's not lying.
But we also do Santa Rosa. We do everywhere. We do the whole area.
That sounds fantastic. Well, Christina, thank you so much for coming in. And again, she's certainly an expert, has a great team that works with her from buying to selling. They have so much knowledge about what is happening in this market, in this community. So you can't go wrong. At the very least, you can call them for free.
Yes.
And get advice, yeah?
Yes, 100%. We want you to call us before you put on that 50-year shingle. We want to tell you we don't think it's going to give you your money back here.
Beware of the 50-year shingle.
Yes, absolutely. All right, thank you.
All right, one more time, phone number.
850-378-1260.